Well, hello. How are you now? What do you say? That was our house band, Dewey Lewis and the Booze, coming in really, really hot today. It is the Laces Out Finkel Show, per usual. Pitter-patter, let's get at her. Thursday, December 13th. How are you now? Not so bad. And you? Oh, not so bad. I got a nice little show for you today. You know who I am. I'm your beer league unrestricted free agent, future fourth liner, retired softball legend, middle school Coast City three-point machine, KD Heckler extraordinaire, waiver wire warrior, not that big of a deal, yet. He's coming on hot. Star supporter after a atrocious game last night. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Laces Out Finkel. I'm on Patreon. Poor huge. Haven't gotten a single subscriber yet. It's coming. I'm gonna reconfigure that, but we'll get into that maybe next time. I've got a Facebook group up. Go and check it out. The Laces Out Finkel Show. I will be active on both. Like, share, pitter, patter. Let's get at her first and foremost today. I've got a new logo. I know a lot of you have seen it so far. I've shared it on pretty much every social media platform that I am on right now. I hope you guys like it. It is a very, very small clip of what's to come to the Laces Out Finkel Show. That's my Nickelback Creed. Yeah. Andy Dwyer. Shout out to Parks and Rec for all of you guys that knows what it's all about. I guess I have a little bit of a topic I want to go over today. For those of you that don't know, America has a Mount Rushmore. And I know it's probably a subject that's been done before, but I want to go over it again. Part of me. My personal Dallas sports Mount Rushmore. That's what we're going to be going over today. If you guys are listening for the first time, welcome. I really don't have a direction so far. No, I am a sports-based podcaster out of the beautiful, greatest city in the world, the one, the only, Dallas, Texas. Dally, baby. And I've been at it for about 2 months now, and I'm really starting to polish things up here. I am in this amazing studio. It's my apartment, but I'm still in my studio nonetheless. And I know a lot of you have reached out about being on the show. I want you on the show. Let's do something together. I will say that I'm still working out the kinks, and I'm trying to figure out exactly how to make this sound as professional as possible for you,
the people.
And so far, I'm having a really good time doing it. I've gone over quite a few things. I've kind of gone back and forth on the way that I've recorded. Not so much like with the equipment, because I haven't gotten any new equipment, but more or less over the fact that I have done different topics. I've done kind of a day-to-day podcast. I've done kind of general interest podcasts. And last Friday, I went over some music. I went over some movies. I went over some sports. And that's kind of what I'm going to go doing. That's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to do music, movies, sports. If you guys want me to talk about something in particular, do not be afraid to reach out to me on my Facebook. I will be active on that all of the time. I have already posted something saying, you know, hey, what do you want me to talk about? What can I do for you? The people. I've got Goon, the Last of the Enforcers, on in the background. Goon 2, for all you people out there that don't know what Goon 1 is, go check it out. Sean William Scott portrays Doug Glatt, a bouncer-turned-goon hockey enforcer, and it is one of, if not the most entertaining hockey movie to come out in the last, I would say, probably 10 years. I think it's a good cutoff. I think 10 years, I think before that you had Mystery Alaska, you had Miracle, which are both phenomenal hockey movies. And I'm going to do an episode where we go over kind of my top sports movies, because there are a lot of sports movies out there. But today is about the Dallas Mount Rushmore. And I'm actually just going to go ahead and spill my guts right out, because I feel like it's not very difficult to find out who is on this Mount Rushmore. So I think today is more about the honorable mentions of the Mount Rushmore, not so much the Mount Rushmore itself. because I will go ahead and flat out give you the four faces on Mount Rushmore. Dirk Nowitzki, Yanni Gourde, Troy Aikman. Now, this is a personal one. Troy Aikman, Mike Modano, what up, and Nolan Ryan. Yeah, doy. Those are my four faces of Dallas sports Mount Rushmore. More interesting are going to be the honorable mentions. And I'll kind of mix it up. I'll bob and I'll weave and I'll go from sport to sport. So the first honorable mention for Mount Rushmore, and again, this is my personal Mount Rushmore. Rusty Greer. This guy, he's a big reason why I wore the number 29 growing up playing baseball. And Rusty Greer was the kind of athlete that just left it out there. I mean, day in, day out, he was the guy that was, you know, making the dives. He was the one that was just laying it all out there on the line. Rusty Greer, to me, is, man, he was the pinnacle of baseball for me. Because I was always more, I played more of an outfield position. His name is fantastic, first off. Rusty Greer. His real name is Thurman Clyde. What a name. What a sports name. Herman Thurman Clyde. He is an outfielder. He played at Texas Wesleyan University. And he's back. Well, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. He didn't go to Texas Wesleyan. Who am I? What kind of podcaster am I? Sitting here giving you fake news. Wrong fake news. He most recently worked at Texas Wesleyan as an assistant coach. Anywho, Fort Rucker, Alabama. He is 49 years old now. 49 years young! He debuted in 1994, May 16th, 1994, right after the ballpark in Arlington opened, which was April 11th, 1994.
My birthday!
And he played until 2002. He literally played for one team his entire career, and that is your Texas Rangers. He is in the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame. Just go look at the old videos of this guy. He laid it all out there, and he's a hero. He's a hero. So Rusty Greer is the first guy I want to mention. The second guy I want to mention is Emmitt Smith. I mean, really, is it surprising that he is in the honorable mention? Now, a lot of people will argue with me on this, that Emmitt Smith should be in the Mount Rushmore and not Troy Aikman. And I'm not going to, like, it's hard for me to really give you a hard argument on that one. Mostly because I feel like because there's only space for four, Troy Aikman just deserves to be there. He is the anchor of that offense. Yes, you've got the workhorses and a couple more honorable mentions. One I'll just flat out tell you. Michael Irving, one of the honorable mentions as well. But Emmitt Smith is, to me, right there. If there was a space for one more person, it would probably be Emmitt Smith. So, I mean, no big deal. 164 rushing touchdowns, over 4,000 rushing attempts, just over 18,000 yards rushing. Not a big deal, NFL records. No big deal. He only had 11 receiving touchdowns, which I think is something interesting because I think the game is really, really evolving. What? No way. Sports are evolving? Yeah. So he is really evolving in that he is becoming, or, well, he's evolving. Running backs are evolving because they're coming. That's my house DJ. House DJ. I said I was polishing this podcast up. I have not made it perfect yet. NFL running backs are evolving in that they are becoming more and more of a receiving threat. So, that's what I'm trying to say. Blech. There it is. Emmitt Smith, honorable mention. Michael Irving, another honorable mention. I mean, he was the panache, the flash. He's arguably top three or four greatest receivers in Dallas Cowboys history. If you argue with me, you're wrong. That's why I asked. I've got a big couch. If you want to come argue with me, come sit next to me. Let's argue. Anyway, Deion Sanders. We'll get to Deion Sanders. Actually, Deion Sanders is an honorable mention because he was a threat both on defense and on offense. He was a threat on the diamond. Not a big threat, but he was on the diamond and he was playing football. The guy is just, I mean, Deion Sanders was so fun to watch. And when your nickname is Prime Time, that's when people want to see you. They want to see you prime time. I know I said I was going to mix sports, like the names in, but I just did three football guys back. So we're going to switch it back to baseball. I think another honorable mention for the Texas Rangers, for baseball, for Dallas, Josh Hamilton. I mean, talk about a guy who came on the scene in such a unique way, struggling with drug addictions, being one of the top picks overall in the MLB draft, going to Tampa, falling down that pit of addiction, and then pulling himself out. And that's not to say he didn't stumble while he was here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, he had to have someone with him at all times. It's crazy to think about that he had to have a babysitter as an adult. I get mad when people follow me too close on the highway because I feel like they're trying to watch what I'm doing. Don't follow me. Give me some room. I got to breathe. Anywho, Josh Hamilton deserves to be on there because of just the impact that he had on baseball in the Texas Rangers organization. I mean, you go back to the Home Run Derby where he hit the record 28 home runs. Ironically enough, I could not tell you who won that Home Run Derby because no one cared. Once Josh Hamilton went up there and jacked, Jimmy jacked 28 home run skis, nobody cared about who won after that. That was the Josh Hamilton show. So Josh Hamilton, definitely in the honorable mention list of the Mount Rushmore of Dallas sports. Let's switch over to a little basketball. Because it's really, really difficult after Dirk, with the exception of one or two guys, to go, yep, they belong there. They're what put basketball on the map. And now I'm only 31 years old. So Rolando Blackman is not on this list because I didn't grow up watching him play. If anything, the Dallas Mavericks uniforms from the late 80s into the 90s, they should have a spot on Mount Rushmore. For sure. Because those green and blues, oh, that was beautiful. Just beautiful. But Michael Finley, I think, absolutely deserves to go on there in the honorable mention list. Just for what he gave to the franchise. And he stuck around in Dallas a little while after his playing career. A lot of guys respected him. And then, of course, I mean, he was Dirk's best friend. Steve Nash. Steve Nash absolutely deserves to go into that upper echelon of honorable mentions. Because he brought, I mean, he came up with Dirk. And so it's kind of like a yin-yang. You can't have one without the other. You know, and that's every time someone mentions Dirk in the early 2000s, I instantly think of Steve Nash and them playing together. Rafe LaFrenz, he's not in there. I just wanted to say his name because I wanted someone to go, you're really going to put him in your honorable mentions? No. If anything is going to go in the honorable mention, it's going to be Keith Van Horn's socks, yo. Those knee highs. Keith Van Horn was doing the leg sleeves before leg sleeves were cool. Keith Van Horn was doing leg sleeves before leg sleeves were leg sleeves. Keith Van Horn was fun to watch. That drip, drip shot. Tyson Chandler is an honorable mention of an honorable mention list because I feel like he was the glue that really brought that whole team together in 2011 that won the championship. That we kind of exploded after that. But definitely Steve Nash. Steve Nash is in the list of the honorable mentions. Got a couple more names I want to go over. And then I'm going to end it with a very a nostalgic name that I think everyone will agree upon that grew up in Dallas, specifically in the early 90s. But I have not gone over hockey yet. And I have this next name, I don't know if he's solidified himself in the honorable mention list, so there is a question mark put next to his name, and that's the captain, Jamie Benn. Does Jamie Benn belong in this list yet? He's started his career in Dallas. He's been here ever since. He was a pretty low draft pick. I want to say around the seventh rounder, possibly. It's hard, especially when you think about Mike Modano going number one overall right before the team was moved to Dallas. But he was, let's see where he was drafted. He was drafted 129th overall. So, I mean, to go from being drafted number one like Mike Modano to 129th overall, not a big deal. He's the captain. He's worked. He's grinded. He's a grinder. But I asked that. I'm gonna pose that question to you. I'm gonna pose that question to the listeners. Does Jamie Benn belong on that Mount Rushmore? If he does, why? If he doesn't, why not? Next one is, I mean, the next couple are, you're just going to go, okay, yeah, duh. One of which is a personal favorite, so that's why he's on my Mount Rushmore. That's going to be the Otter, Steve Ott. Steve Ott, it's so ironic. The St. Louis Blues, he's an assistant coach. He's a bench coach for the St. Louis Blues. And you want to talk about just an absolute avalanche of garbage. St. Louis Blues are playing terribly. Last into the Central. Bottom feeders. And ironically enough, Steve Ott was one of the guys who really solidified the Stars in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. He was an enforcer, which ironically enough, watching Goon, Tyler Seguin just made a guest spot in Goon 2. So, Steve Ott's an enforcer. He goes out there. He knows F your mother in like 10 languages. Just really knows how to get under guys' skin. Super entertaining to watch. Always fun. But the St. Louis Blues have him as an assistant coach. And he broke up a fight. The guy who was known for getting in fights broke up a fight. And it's so funny to see those two players look at Steve Ott and go, okay, I'm done fighting. Because if one of them would have accidentally popped Ott, I have no doubt in my mind that Ott would have just laid one of those dudes out. Skiddish! So Steve Ott to me is an honorable mention, as well as Darian Hatcher, another bruiser, the captain, number two. It is absolutely pivotal that Darian Hatcher is on this honorable mention list, because Mike Modano does not have the stats that he does if it wasn't for Darian Hatcher. Stanley Cup doesn't come to Dallas if it wasn't for Darian Hatcher. So, when you're the captain of the Stanley Cup winning team, I mean, I think you automatically put yourself on this list, the honorable mention list. Sergei Zubov, he was an alternate captain, but still, he's future Hall of Famer. Wouldn't be surprised if his number is retired and he takes his position next to Yuri Lehtinen in the AAC rafters. But yeah, definitely Sergei Zubov. Another honorable mention. I've got one more, and then we're going to get to that particular one where I think everyone's going to go, oh, okay. Yeah, I think you actually add another spot just for him. Marty Turco. Now, I say Marty Turco. I also, there are two that I think go on this list. One of them is obviously Marty Turco, like I've said. Sat next to him, sat by him in at a Buzz Brews late night after Michigan, the football team played in town. Not a big deal. No big deal. Rubbing elbows with all the celebs. So Marty Turco, for sure. For sure. And then Ed Belfour. Now, the big question mark next to Ed Belfour is that Ed Belfour, yes, he was the goalie when we won the Stanley Cup in 99. How many Stanley Cups do you have up in Minnesota? A big fat goose egg. But he was your goalie in 99. But he was all over the place. He didn't, you know, he played in, wow, man, where did Ed Belfour play? I know for sure he played in Chicago. I want to say he played for Toronto. San Jose. And Florida. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm curious is if he belongs there, because he played for so many other teams, and he only played for Dallas for a couple of seasons. But, I mean, when you're in Dallas, I mean, when you win the Stanley Cup, like I said, I think it automatically slides you in there. So I'm going to go ahead and throw Ed Belfour in there too. Marty Turco and Ed Belfour. Now this last one, I think, is just, it's more comical than anything. And it's not to take away from the sport. I will give you a hint. It's soccer. So, if you have not guessed by now, the last honorable mention spot, tattoo. Tat-frickin-too. Tattoo's real name is Antonio Carlos Pecorari. Or Pecorari. I'm probably butchering that. Anywho, if you guys remember growing up, oh, what up, airplanes? We had the Dallas Sidekicks, which is an indoor soccer team. And it's ironic because he played for that team and then it disbanded and then it came back together and he managed the Sidekicks as well. Does tattoo belong on this list? Boys and girls, friends and family, children of all ages, old people, youngs, peoples. I'm curious. Dude's got a legacy. He was known for throwing his jersey into the crowd after scoring a goal. It was a tradition that he started during his time with Tampa Bay when he played for the Rowdies. He is a well-respected sports figure in Dallas because he is considered to be one of the best players to have played the indoor game in the U.S. I mean, he was big in the community. He runs a ton of soccer camps, ran a ton of soccer camps. And then back in 2002, I mean, they had this guy run the Olympic torch through Dallas. So, and also big shout out to Wikipedia for all that info. Just don't want to get, I don't want to get, you know, I'm not going to get big and then get sued. So, That's my honorable mention list for the city of Dallas, Mount Rushmore. If you guys have any omissions, if you have any suggestions, anyone that I missed out on, please. That's why I have the Facebook group page, The Laces Out Finkel Show. If I have not invited you already, I apologize. I think I've invited every single person on my friends list, though. So, if you have friends of yours that are into sports or want to talk about it or just are really, really smart with the movies, the music, want to share things, make sure to go to my Facebook page as usual. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Laces Out Finkel. Big shout out to Blade Shades again. Talk to those guys up in, where are they from? Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm getting everywhere, people. Shout out to Canada, being the second country for this little podcast to get a little exposure in. So, As usual, thank you guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoy the podcast so far. I hope that it only gets better from here. And if you have any questions, you guys know how to reach me. Thanks again, as usual, as always. I am the Fink Laces Out. Finkel, J.K. Finkel, Jeffrey Kaler Fink. That's the full name. You guys have been filled in today on my Dallas Mount Rushmore collection. Bye-bye.